Interest rates have been cut by a whopping 300 basis points or 3 percentage points this year so far. The Reserve Bank, in keeping with other central banks around the world, has stepped up in an extraordinary fashion, given the extraordinary impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and the associated national lockdown. This means that it's a great environment to buy a property, more so because of the economic environment, which has led to the depreciation of property prices. Well, to discuss this matter further, I'm joined on the line by Carl Kutsier. He's the CEO at Betterbond. Thank you so much for joining us, Carl. So, of course, this is a ripe environment for people who do have spare money, people who do still, thankfully, have an income to think about owning a property or buying one.
Yeah, I mean it's been quite an interesting time. So out of all the bad news of COVID and everything that has brought to us, we've seen the interest rate drop by 30%. That's three basis points. And, you know, what we've seen so far in the market, interestingly enough, is that a lot of consumers are taking the opportunity to buy property right now. It's the lowest lending that we've ever seen in the past 50 years. And we've seen a lot of, especially first-time home buyers, taking this opportunity to buy a new home.
Yeah.
So it's been a huge increase in that market.
Of course, purchasing a property is an expensive exercise because once you've done that, you actually have to maintain the property, you have to pay rates and so on. And you also caution in terms of the interest rates that you also need to budget for the prospect of interest rates going up when the economy improves.
Yeah, that's correct. And obviously, you know, when you buy a property, there are costs involved with that. But at the moment, what we're seeing is that, you know, because lending is so low, that at good times, there is a better opportunity for you or it's cheaper for you to buy a property rather than to rent. And even though there are extra costs, like maintenance costs, but, you know, that's what you budget in your budget.
Yes.
And that's what you would have. But we've seen for the first time in 50 years, we've seen it at times better and cheaper for you to buy rather than to rent.
And of course, if you already own a property and you're paying your bond, there's a benefit there because you're going to be paying less in terms of interest. But you also advise that in order to speedily pay off your bond, it's worth perhaps paying more than the automatic cut down in interest rate.
Yeah, and that's very correct. I mean, if you take a million-rand bond, currently with a low interest rate, I mean, from a 10% to a 7%, you would be paying almost just below 2,000 rand less a month for your repayment on your bond. So that's a significant number. If we take that over the lifetime of the bond, you know, with a low interest rate, according to our numbers, you can probably shave off around 6.6 years of the duration of your bond just because the interest rate is so much lower. So if you're paying the same installments like you did before, you know, you can pay off your bond so much quicker. That's the great advantage at the moment.
Yeah, no, that's a huge saving. And just in terms of your observations, Carl, around the property sector right now, what are you seeing? Are you seeing more properties up for sale because people are under pressure economically and perhaps they can't afford to keep their properties? What are you seeing? And as much as I talk in broad strokes about the price of property coming down, what are your observations around how much property has come down this year so far?
Yeah, and that's quite an interesting context because, I mean, property still remains quite a valuable investment. And in the long term, you know, that you can be quite sure of that. In terms of property prices, you know, we've expected quite a severe drop. I think in the most recent F&B, First National Bank's property barometer, they said that, you know, property prices would come down from probably about 12%. And we assume that probably in house prices above 1.5 million, but in prices in the market below 1.5 million, where we see the most activity at the moment, we haven't seen that drop in house prices. Matter of fact, we've seen a 2% increase in house prices.
Very interesting.
There's still quite a big demand for properties in that sort of space.
Super. Carl, more to ask, but not enough time. Thank you so much for your time. That was Carl Kutsier. He's the CEO at Betterbond.